A very good evening to all, dear brothers and sisters. So, in last few classes, we have studied about Church Part 1 and Church Part 2. We have clearly understood from the scriptures what is the real meaning of the church, and we have seen that the church is not a building, but it is a group of people who try to live a saintly life. So, these are called as saints. So, who follow the footsteps of Jesus. And we also see in the gospel age, there's a different types of Christians in the divine plan. And we see that not believers are called as Christians or considered as Christians as per Christ because they are good believers. They believe in Jesus, but the main important thing is that Jesus should also believe us. That is very, very important. Because we see, during the days of Jesus, many of the people who followed him, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people, and sometimes the people used to trample one upon another. We see that they all followed Jesus because they believed him. Why? If you see, it is only for miracles, but nothing else. But Jesus never believed them. So that's a very important thing. And once what happened? Jesus turned to this big crowd and told them, if any man wants to be my disciple, let him first deny himself and carry the cross and follow me. So last time and previous to the time we saw, many are called and few are chosen. So it is not that we have been called, we be part of the called group. We need to be part of the chosen group also. So, who are the chosen? If you see, the chosen are the followers of Christ. Now, what is the difference between the believers and the followers of Christ? If you see, the believers in Christ are those who just believe in Jesus only for benefit's sake. But who are the followers? If you see, the followers are the one who sacrifice to the Lord to do his will, to sacrifice their privileges, sacrifice their rights. You see, sacrifice so many self-interest for the Lord's sake. So these are the ones, you see, they are called as followers of Jesus. And Jesus clearly said, if any man wants to be my disciple, let him deny himself, carry the cross and follow me. So the main thing is that deny yourself, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. So it is when that we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice that, you see, God gives us the Holy Spirit. So as soon as a man receives the Holy Spirit, many Christians claim and believe that they are born again. But the Bible doesn't say so. Last week, we saw the difference between the born and begotten. Jesus was actually replying to the question which Nicodemus asked in John 3rd chapter. So Jesus clearly said, until you are born of the water and the Holy Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. So if you want to enter the heavenly salvation and be part of that you see, kingdom class, then we need to be born of water and born of the Spirit. So, how is one born of the water? How is one born of the Spirit? Jesus clearly says in verse 8, in John 3rd chapter, saying that he that is born of the Spirit is like a wind. So, we can't see where the wind is going and coming, but we can only listen. So, similarly, one born of the Spirit are invisible. So, therefore, we can't see anybody, any Christians who are invisible today. They're all visible clearly to our naked eyes. So, that means none of them are born. So, when will a person be born? You see, there is a process for it. That's what we saw last time. That once if you need to be born, the first step is that you need to be begotten, you see, of the Holy Spirit. And that is what God doing us. Now, he's begotten us with the Holy Spirit. He has given us this Holy Spirit in this earthen vessel, in this old human nature. God has given this holy mind. So this holy mind, you see, the power of God, you see, that has to be fed thoroughly with the word of God. And as much as you have fed with the word of God, and so much development will happen to a new creature. So ultimately, when at the birth, when the complete maturity is over, then only the new creature will be born. So, until such time, this new creature will be in the old creature and There will be a lot of, warfare between the old creature and the new creature. Last time we saw few examples how importance will be given to the worldly things by the old creature. But the new creature will resist against, and there will be, a fighting and a quarrel between them. But initially, the old creature will be the one who is winning. But as the days goes on, the new creature should start winning also. So, therefore, in the Bible, it is called as the new man, the renewed of the Christ. So, only after death, we will be getting a glorious spiritual body in which we will be taken to heaven. So, in this earthly body, we'll go to the dust. It will be totally gone because we have exchanged this earthly life to the heavenly life. Therefore, in 1 Corinthians 15:50, it says that the flesh and blood cannot enter in the kingdom of God. So, as we can't go to the heaven in the fleshly body, spiritual body is required. Therefore, this process is required. And this process can be attained only by the church. And how is it? What is the process? If you see, Jesus is a role model. Jesus already experienced this change of nature. He died as a human being, but he was resurrected as a spirit being. You see, he came when the doors were locked. You see, he appeared to the disciples 11 times in various ways. Ultimately, he was taken to heaven in the same spiritual body. So similarly, if we want to be, faithful, we need to be, obedient to God's words. And therefore, once if you are faithful only, God will give us this reward of the new spiritual body. Therefore, the Bible says, many are called, few are chosen, and few are faithful. So Revelation 17:14, we see that there are three categories. So called, chosen, and faithful. So just by being of the called class, it is not at all sufficient. The entire Christian world is stuck here itself. But if you come a little bit further, there are still more, a few better Christians who are of the chosen class. So if you are of the chosen class, is it sufficient? No, that is also not sufficient, everything. But we need to be of the faithful class. So today, we are going to see from when God is selecting this faithful class. From when is he doing this plan? And when is he executing this selection of this faithful class? So let us read one verse in Ephesians 1:4. Can somebody read in Ephesians 1:4?
According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
See, here it says that he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. So the church is chosen before the foundation of the world. So many people think that, we are all chosen before our birth. Even when we were in mother's womb, we are selected. So before the foundation of the world, the church is selected. So some people misunderstand it in such a way that there is not required for us to do anything, because we are chosen from the mother's womb. We are chosen from the foundation of the world. You see, so therefore, there is nothing that we need to do. Dear brethren, you see, if everybody were chosen before the foundation of the world, individuals were chosen before the foundation of the world, Apostle Paul, why did he say that I keep my body under and keep it under subjection so that I should, not be cast away after preaching to so many people? See, let us read 1 Corinthians 9:27. Muna Sita, can you read?
But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a cast away.
Very good, sir. See, Apostle Paul, he himself wrote in Ephesians 1:4 that we are chosen from the foundation of the world. Then why did he say, when he was chosen from the foundation of the world, why did he say, I keep my But in the subjection, lest I be a castaway. If he is already chosen, then no need to worry at all. No. Dear brethren, you see, that is not the way. So we should understand the scriptures correctly. See, if we are all chosen from the foundation of the world, why should we keep and study the Bible? Why should we spend our time in study the Word of God? Why should we spend time in prayer? Why should we spend time in a holy life? We can leave all these things and live a worldly life now and live a comfortable life now. Dear brethren, why? Why it is necessary? You see, if somebody is chosen from the foundation of the world, why take tension? Isn't it? Let us go and sin in the world. Let us live a luxurious life. Anyway, we are already chosen. Anyway, we are the heaven's favorite. We will definitely be of the little flock now. Is that what the scripture says? Let us read Ephesians 1:4 again for a better understanding. Read. Anil brother, please brother, read brother. Ephesians 1:4.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
We are chosen before the foundation of the world. For what? To be of the heavenly part, to be of the little flock. No. Here God says he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. For what? To be holy. To be blameless. You see, to be in love. These characters, these qualities have been fixed before the foundation of the world. Not that we individuals are chosen, dear brethren. These qualities of the individuals are chosen, not individual persons by name are chosen. No. These qualities chosen. You see, how? The little flock, if they want to be of the little flock, they have to have a loving life, have to have a holy life. They have to be blameless. Then only they can be part of that little flock, dear brethren. They only can they be part of that faithful church. Let us read one more verse. Romans 8:29, brother. Sunita. Okay, Joel, brother, read. Read, Joel, brother.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that might be the firstborn among many brethren.
See, he predestinated. You see, predestinated means what? Even before something was created, God had already fixed it. It seems. So, he had predestinated us. What? God had already fixed the church. If you read, clearly it says, God had predestinated for what? That we should be confirmed in the image of Jesus Christ. That is the qualification which God fixed even before the foundation of the world was laid. You see, if individuals were selected before the foundation of the world, before their birth, then what was necessary to replace Judas by Paul? Anyway, he was already chosen by the foundation of the world. If we deceive or if we reject Jesus, or if we, surrender to Jesus, or if we catch hold of Jesus, what does it matter? Anyway, he's chosen before the foundation of the world. No, that is not the brethren. You see, the Judas was replaced by Paul. That itself is a clear proof that nobody is chosen before the birth. So, you are chosen, you see, we are all chosen on a certain characteristics. You see, that character, if any one of us, if we are having, then we'll be part of the chosen class. It is like this. You see, I'll tell you an example. A military selection. You see, when a military selection happens, how do they select people? You see, first of all, they put a list. They put the criteria, their education, you see, then medical, their eyesight should be clear. Then their height should be this much. Their weight should be only this much. And they should be having a proper, correct chest, proper muscles, biceps, triceps. You see, they should be very healthy. You see, these criteria, these qualifications are fixed even before the actual selection happens. Even the number is also fixed. But who comes in? Who gets into this group? It might be anybody. Everybody can get into the group. The only thing is that you need to have those qualifications which are prefixed. So anybody having those qualifications can easily be of that group. Similarly, God has fixed the qualifications and the qualities even before the foundation of the world. Not God has chosen individuals. You see, God has fixed the, you see, characters. You see, like for example, high priest. High priest, whom did God choose? Did God particularly choose Aaron's family? No, God had chosen a priesthood. Levi, from the tribe of Levi. So anybody could come from Levi, that's not an issue. But they have to have that qualifications. Then only they will be part of that, you see, high priest. Not everybody can come and become. Just because Levi is chosen, everybody can come. No. Particular persons. But who can be the particular person? Anybody from Levi, but with certain qualifications. Similarly, you see, in the Old Testament, while choosing the high priest, there were certain qualifications. Let us read. Leviticus 21, 17 to 21, brother. Sunita, sister, can you read?
Speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God.
See, what does he say? He should be blameless. Yeah, he should not have blemish. If anybody is having blemish, any handicapped person can't come inside. So that's a qualification. You see? Continue, sister.
For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken footed or broken handed or crook backed or a draft.
See? This means no handicapped person can come. Draft means a very small person. I'm so tall, can I come inside? No, you can't come. You're abnormal. You see? And superfluous, or some people will be having six fingers. Have you seen? Those and all can't come. What does it signify? You see? And one who doesn't have a proper eyesight. One eye will be straight, other eye will be crooked. Even they can't be of this one. No, this is not literal. That was literal for those priests in those days. But for us, it signifies an exact number, a fixed number to be a body of the Christ. Christ is our high priest, you see. And if we need to be part of that high priest class, that body numbers, the members of the body are fixed. What is that number? That number is 1,44,000. Where is it given in the Bible? It's given in Revelation 14:1. Read, brother. Revelation 14:1. Romy, sister, can you read?
What was the verse?
Romans 14:1, sister.
Romans.
I think Revelation 14:1.
Revelation 14:1. Good, you're all awake. Alert.
Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 1,44,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads.
You see, they saw 1,44,000 standing upon Mount Zion, having the father's name written upon their head, it seems. So, you see, now who is this 1,44,000? It is again given in Revelation 7:4, sister. Sister, you can read Revelation 7:4 also. Rome, sister, Revelation 7:4.
Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel.
See, here it says the 144,000 were chosen from all the tribes of Israel. So many people think that brother, it is from Israel, brother. So we don't have any, part in that one. It is only for Israel. But this 144,000 is given in two chapters. One is Revelation 7 chapter and Revelation 14 chapter. See, in Revelation 7 chapter, it mentions about 12 tribes. But read Revelation 14, it says they were chosen from the whole world. Revelation 14:3. Revelation 14:3. Gopal brother, can you read?
Revelation 14:3, brother.
Hmm.
And the song, as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
See, 144,000 which are redeemed from the earth. It doesn't say redeemed from Israel. So entire world, whole world, you see, from them, how much number is selected? 144,000. As our body members are completely fixed, we don't have three eyes, we don't have two mouths and four ears. Everything is fixed, no? So similarly, the body members of Christ are also fixed. And that number is 144,000. Okay. Now, why Israel name is given? You see, many people think, brother, that's Israel. You see, dear brother. And when Bible speaks about Israel, the Bible speaks about two types of Israel. We need to understand. You see, the Bible says two types of Israel. One is spiritual Israel, another is fleshly Israel. So let us see, who is this spiritual and fleshly Israel? Romans 9 chapter 6 to 8. Romans 9 chapter 6 to 8. Anil brother, can you read?
Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
See? What does he say? Huh? For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. How is this? This verse says, not all Israelites are Israelites, it seems. How is this possible? See, like for example, say you're all born in Nepal. Then who are you? You're all Nepalis. I can't come and tell you that you're not Nepalis just because you're born in Nepal. But the Bible says, just because you're born in Israel doesn't mean that you become an Israel. Then what is the real meaning of Israel? See, it says, no? Neither because you're of the seed of Abraham, neither because you're born naturally in Abraham's family, in Abraham's lineage. That doesn't mean that you are a child of Abraham. No. But the child of the promise are counted for the seed, it seems. That means, that clearly proves, just because a Jew is born in Israel or under a Jewish family, you don't make a real Jew inside of God, it seems. Therefore, there are two types of Israel. One is spiritual Israel, one is fleshly Israel. See, read about the fleshly Israel in 1 Corinthians 10, 18. Mundana sister, read 1 Corinthians 10, 18.
Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they who is eat of the sacrifices, partaker of the altar?
Behold, Israel after the flesh. Underline it. Israel after the flesh is him, sir. These are what? Fleshly Israel. They were eating of the literal altar, sacrifices on the altar. You see? Fleshly Israel. Now read spiritual Israel. 1 Peter 2, 5. 1 Peter 2, 5. Joel, brother, can you read?
Yeah, also, as lively stones are building up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Spiritual house, that was fleshly house. This is spiritual house. That was a priesthood. This is holy priesthood. Their sacrifices were given here, spiritual sacrifices. Therefore, spiritual Israel and fleshly Israel. Now, for fleshly Israel, circumcision was required. Circumcision. On the eighth day, if a child is born, circumcision has to be done. But for spiritual Israel, no circumcision is required. Circumcision in the heart is required. Read Romans 2nd chapter 28 and 29. Amar brother, can you read Romans 8, 28 and 29, brother? Amar brother, you there?
Yes.
Yes.
Romans 2nd chapter, brother, 28 and 29, brother.
Okay, Romans 2nd chapter, 28 and 29. A person is not a Jew who is one only outwardly, nor is circumcised merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one onwardly, and the circumcision is a circumcision on the heart. By this,
it clearly says circumcision should be in the heart. That is a real Jew. Well, just because you have circumcision in the flesh doesn't mean that you become a Jew. See, Apostle Paul is writing to whom? He is not writing this letter to the Jewish people. He is writing to Romans, the Gentiles, and he is speaking about the real Jews. Therefore, in the Bible, there are fleshly Israel and spiritual Israel also. See, we are all called as spiritual Israel. Why? We are all Gentiles. We don't have any connection with Abraham's family. But even then, we are children of God, children of Abraham. Galatians 3rd chapter 7 and 8. Read, brother. Ashish, brother, can you read Galatians 3rd chapter 7 and 8. Ashish, brother, can you read?
Sorry, I'm outside.
Okay. Okay, Anil, brother, can you read?
Galatians 3, 7, 8. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the scripture. First thing that God would justify the heathen, the faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in this shall all nations be blessed.
They that are of faith are children of Abraham. If we are faith of Abraham, then we automatically become children of Abraham. Remember the class of seed of the woman. Who is the seed of the woman? Who is going to crush the serpent's head? You see, we are the body members. Head is Jesus Christ. So, that is what we read. John the Baptist, he was preaching to the people of Israel. Okay, read these verses in your house when you are free. Matthew 3rd chapter 7 to 9. He called the people of Israel as brood of vipers. You see? And he told, who has taught you the way of repentance? You see? Don't think that you are Father Abraham. If God decides, he can raise Abraham's son from the very stones. What did he actually mean? Don't just think that you are because natural Israel, you are fleshly Israel. God has no choice apart from you. But even though you are good or bad, he will choose only you. No. If God wants to choose, make somebody as Abraham's children, even from the Gentiles, the stone-hearted people, he can make the children of Abraham having faith. Therefore, in James also he says, no, Abraham was not justified only by faith, but faith with works. So, Satan has faith, but there is no work with him. So, therefore, you see, both the things are required. So, if we have the faith and work, we are called the children of Abraham. So, we are called that Israel. Therefore, you see, dear brethren, the lakh and 44,000 selection happened in the gospel age when Jesus began his ministry, when the Holy Spirit was poured upon the church during the Pentecost. But the first chance was given to the Israel people. You see, God wanted to select this lakh and 44,000 from Israel. But as the sufficient number was not obtained from Israel, God turned to the Gentiles. Let us read Acts 13, chapter 46, verse 4.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy and everlasting life, to we turn to the Gentiles.
See, we turn to the Gentiles. Just because you prove unworthy, you see, we are turning to the Gentiles. So first opportunity was given to the Jewish people. So yeah, there's a lot of difference, a lot of similarities, you see, between spiritual Israel, fleshly Israel. And some people tell, brother, not like that, brother. The tribe name is given. Yeah? Correct, no? They tell the tribe name is given. Yeah? So let us read Revelation 7 chapter. Anybody can read Revelation chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. Who can read? Revelation 7, chapter 4 and 5.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000.
See, here the, some people tell, brother, tribes name are given, brother. So how can I tell it is spiritual Israel? Okay. Now let me ask you a question. Who was the first son of Jacob? Who can tell? Who will tell the name of the first son of Jacob? See, Jacob had 12 sons. Yeah, we know. Now, who is the first son? Who can answer? Joel brother? Anil brother? Huh? Who? Guess. Rominister? Amar brother? Huh? Munna sister? Okay. Gopal brother, do you know the answer? Who is the first son of Jacob?
Reuben brother.
Reuben. But if you see in Revelation, what's the order? What's the first tribe name given? Tell me, what is the name of the first tribe given?
Reuben.
Judah.
Very good, Munna sister. Read that verse, sister. Read that verse again. Revelation 7, chapter verse 5.
Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
First tribe is Judah. Now why? Reuben should have given first, no? But why here Judah is given? Because who came from tribe of Judah? Who came from tribe of Judah?
Jesus Christ.
Very good, sister. Jesus Christ. Now who is the head of the church?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Therefore, his name is given first. Therefore, the list which is mentioned in Revelation 7 chapter is about spiritual Israel. See, I'll give you a homework. Genesis 49 chapter, Revelation 7 chapter, the names are given, 12 tribes name. You just compare it in a house and see, there's a lot of difference. In Genesis 49 chapter, Dan tribe comes there. But here in Revelation 7 chapter, Dan doesn't come. In Revelation 47 chapter, Manasseh, the son of Joseph, doesn't come. Revelation 7 chapter, Manasseh, son of Joseph, comes here. In number 2nd chapter, again, Dan is mentioned, Joseph is deleted. But here, Dan is deleted, Joseph is given. So, even in number 2nd chapter, Ephraim is given, Levi is removed. But here in Revelation, it's opposite. Ephraim is removed, Levi is given. Why? Because this is speaking about spiritual Israel. We got a different study about this names and characters of these 12 tribes. God willing, we will see sometime. Okay? But this is a clear proof that, you see, this is speaking about spiritual Israel. Jesus being the head of the church. Okay. Now, let us see what is the qualities of the Laken 44,000, the little flock. So, read Revelation 14:4. Revelation 14:4. Sunita, sister, can you read Revelation 14:4?
These are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb with
whithersoever
he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the qualification. What is the qualification? First, they tell these are they who were never defiled with the woman. What is the meaning of the woman? That means they're not married. Some people, they take it literally and they don't get married at all. This is not speaking about literal marriage. Everybody thinks that if you don't marry her, Jesus will marry in heaven. It doesn't have any work to get married there. Dear brethren, this is speaking about not having relationship with a woman. Who is a woman in the Bible? You see, the true church is called as woman in the Bible. Correct, no? Read 2 Corinthians 11:2. 2 Corinthians 11:2. Romeo sister, can you read 2 Corinthians 11:2? Can you read?
I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
Very good, sir. Okay, so there if you see, it says the church is engaged to Christ. So he may present the church to Christ as a pure virgin. So that is the virgin, the true church, who doesn't mingle with the world. You see, but in Revelation 17, chapter 5th verse, there is another church who is a prostitute. You see, let us read Revelation 17:5. Munna sister, can you read Revelation 17:5?
And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of her lords, and abomination of the earth.
See, mother of harlots. You see, that means she has committed fornication. This is the false church. So, the true church always stands for the truth and never has any relationship with the false church who speak only false doctrines. And this verse, what does it say? Revelation 44? These are they, those who are not defiled with a woman, means they are not defiled with a false church. Second thing, it says they are virgins. Virgins means what? We read the parable of the virgin, wise virgin, foolish virgin. And we will take up all these studies in the higher classes as days goes on. Matthew 25th chapter, verse 3 and verse 4. There were 10 virgins who went and met to the Lord. But the foolish virgins had the oil only in the lamp. But the wise virgins took the oil in the lamp as well as in the vessel. You see, what happened there? The bridegroom tarried, and the lamps all went off. In the midnight, there was a cry. You see, behold the bridegroom. So everybody began to trim the lamp. The foolish virgins did not have sufficient of oil. The lamps went off. So they went to the market to buy it and come. By the time they came, the door was closed. But the wise virgins, they had oil in the vessel. They put it in the lamp and began to shine brightly. So who are they? They are virgins, means what? They are wise virgins, not foolish virgins. So just by being a holy Christian, a very good Christian, it doesn't work out. We need to be wise. We need to have understanding of God's will in our mind also. So we need to have the Holy Spirit in our life. That is the meaning of virgins. Then it also says, these are they which followed the Lamb wherever he went. What does it mean? These are the faithful followers of Christ. You see, many are called, few are chosen, but only few are faithful until death. We need to follow the footsteps of our Lord Master. You see, and be faithful till our death. And it also says, they were redeemed from among men. These are chosen from all over the world, not from Israel. It says that these are the first fruits of the God. First fruits means what? The first fruits of Holy Spirit. So God has poured the Holy Spirit upon the church in Pentecost. And this is the first result of that Holy Spirit which God has poured it in the city of Abraham. These are the first fruits. Now you remember the sacrifice of Abel and Cain. You see, both offer the sacrifices, but God accepted Abel's sacrifice. Why? Because he offered the first, the best of the fruits. So these are the first and the best of the fruits. Therefore, this is the little flock. And read Revelation 14:3. Revelation 14:3. Joel, brother, can you read Revelation 14:3?
And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
See, they sung a new song which nobody can sing, it seems. What, brother? Joel, brother, even you can't sing this song. Yeah, they said nobody can sing, not even Michael Jackson. Not even Lata Mangeshkar, not even anybody, Ronald Bonke, nobody can, Don Moyne also cannot sing this song. Now, which is this song? This is not a literal song. This is the biblical song. What is the song? Read Revelation 15:3. Anil brother, read brother, Revelation 15:3.
And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
See, they sing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Now what is the song of Moses? Which is the song of Lamb? You see, Moses means what? Moses means Old Testament. You see, Jesus means New Testament. So, the song of Moses means the entire Old Testament. The song of the Lamb means the New Testament. So, this Old Testament and New Testament has to be synchronized properly and beautifully, harmoniously. It has to be played in a piano, you see, in a harp. Then how it will be? It will be a beautiful song. This song, only the 144,000 can sing from the Bible. Take the verses here a little, there a little. Old Testament, New Testament. Search the scriptures and expound it clearly. Explain the divine plan clearly. So that others understand. This is possible only from the 144,000. Other people can't do. Therefore, it says only these can sing, not everybody. Okay. Now read Revelation 14:5. Revelation 14:5. Sunita Ashtay, can you read?
And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
You see? In their mouth, what was not there? The guile was not there. No fault was found, it seems to be Abraham. So, only the truth. You see, if they speak, they will speak only the truth. Not only truth of the word of God, truth about each and every matter. They are without fault. You see, they are blameless before God. That is holiness. That is purity. That is love. This is the qualification that God has chosen before the foundation of the world. Just imagine, dear brethren, such a precious quality, can it be found among every Christians? I'm sure not. Have you seen such qualities fulfilled Christians? These are the character of a true Christian which God desires, the faithful Christians. Hence, in the Bible, the death of this lakh and 44,000 is called as precious in God's sight. Imagine God, who is the creator of this entire universe. He is the master. Can anything be precious to his sight? Yes. There is only one thing that is precious. Not the gems, diamond, gold, nothing. He says, these saints, the faithful saints, are my precious thing. Read Psalms 116:15. Munna sister, can you read Psalms 116, verse 15?
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You see, precious. There's nothing that is precious. He has created everything. He can create everything. But he only and alone can never create a lakh and 44,000, because he needs the support of the lakh and 44,000. God alone cannot create it. Therefore, this is very precious in God's sight, dear brethren. Therefore, this class is not yet over. You see, the selection of the lakh and 44,000 is not yet over. That door is still open. The crowns are vacant. The seat are vacant. God is searching. So many people, just imagine, you were living such a far place. You see, outside India, in Kathmandu, in any remote place, a rural place. You see, in any small road, go in the small streets, in small house. You see, on the rooftop or in a small gully, small road. Who knew about you, dear brethren? We had no contact. We had no relationship. Who has called you? God has called you. We are his stewards, isn't it? So God has called you. Why? Because God knows that crown can be attained by you. You can win the prize. That is the reason God has called you. Otherwise, dear brethren, such a far place, it is not at all possible that truth can go to you. If truth is reaching to you, if your eyes are opening, if your ears are opening, that means God is working in you. Why? Because he wants all of you to sit on the throne and be part of the lakh and 44,000. So this is not yet over. So once the lakh and 44,000 is over, immediately, what will happen? Immediately, the kingdom will be established on earth. Israel will get peace. You see? Now read Romans 11, chapter 25-26. Romans 11, chapter 25-26. Gopal brother, can you read?
Sure, brother. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Sion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
See, blindness in part is happened to Israel. When? Until the fullness of Gentiles be coming, until the number of lack and order is completed from Gentiles. So, door is still open, everything. God is waiting. Now, do you all want to be of the lack and 44,000 or not? Do you all want to be of the part of little flock or not?
Yes, brother.
Yes, very good.
Yes.
Very good. Very good, Joel brother. Very good, Romister. Amar brother, good. Anil brother. Sunita sister. You want to be of that lakh and 44,000?
Yes, brother, yes.
Very good. Munna sister?
Yes, brother.
Very good. That is the reason the brethren are putting a lot of efforts. You see, Gopal brother, Ashish brother, everybody, you see, dear brethren, because this truth is given by God. We are all human agencies. That's all. You see, the food is ordered by God. We are stewards. We are supplying it. Why? Because that precious price to sit with our Lord on the throne along with him and rule for 1,000 years, to be like with him, to be like him, to be with him, this opportunity you won't get again and again. It's a once for an offer. You see, dear brother, therefore, let us utilize this one, dear brother. Let us live a life which is faithful to him and live a life which is pleasing to him. You see, the characters, you remember? Huh? Those are virgins. They were never defiled with woman. There was no guile found in his mouth. They were faithful followers of the Lamb. Whithersoever he went, they sang the beautiful song of the Moses and the Lamb, the Old Testament, New Testament. How many people are you witnessing? Just imagine, the truth you have been listening to almost nearly 4 to 5 months. You see, have you ever heard this truth somewhere else? I'm sure no. If you have heard this truth and if you really have the joy, you see, we should be playing the song of Moses and the Lamb. To whom? To the people, the Christians who don't know. It is our responsibility to go and, proclaim the gospel. Dear brethren, may the Lord adds his blessings. So, any doubts, any questions, if you have, you can ask. Next week, we'll meet again.